Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Good morning and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not too bad.
Beautiful Sunday morning here.
That's right.
The Jabbercast studios.
Just gorgeous.
Makes for a nice day to be listening to the Jabbercast.
That's right. With Big JD and Lippo.
Yep, we're sitting here drinking some tea and just chilling and being cool.
We should almost change the name to the Big JD and Lippo Show.
That's a little vain.
Sundays with Big JD and Lippo.
That's a lot of vain. Now
that How about S-U-N-D-A-Z-E? Sundays with Big JD and Lippo. It's 84 degrees today. Gonna be.
That's nice for
Monday, 86, Tuesday, 81, Wednesday, 84, Thursday, 89, and Friday, 84.
And weather brought to you this morning by
Big JD.
Holy moly.
Weather Emporium, no rain in sight. It's gorgeous out there, folks. Head down to the beach.
Get your weather from Big JD.
Of course, that's local weather. Coming up in a half hour, on the half hour, is your national weather. No.
If you're traveling...
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You want to have weather in your show now,
hey, why not?
Because it's...
I did that yesterday on The Rock Show.
The Rock Show?
That's right. The Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show. Can you say that? One time in a row?
Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show.
Oh, he's got it down.
I thought you may have had The Rock on your show.
Oh, you mean the wrestler guy?
He's an actor now.
Yeah, I know. He's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool.
I like that guy.
That's a good segue, too.
That's right. Segue into...
The Tomorrow Show, but that don't got to go, so you turn it off, you turn on the radio.
Okay, Magic Dick.
And his licking stick. Yes, we're talking about being cool.
That's right.
And I suppose The Rock's cool to some degree.
I think he's pretty cool.
I think actors and actresses fall into being cool and fall out of being cool way faster than, let's say, someone who really is cool.
Yeah.
Like,
what's cool today is not cool tomorrow.
Right.
There's your jabber quote from Big JD.
No, we're rushing it already. Holy
moly. Oh, I thought the show was over.
It is.
You got to get it in before the stream gets canceled out somehow or my internet fades away.
How's your internet this morning? Good?
As good as my saline tea. What is it?
Saline.
Saline?
Yeah.
It's like Dion. I'm going to call it Dion tea because it's easier.
Sure. If you want. It's C-E-Y-L-O-N.
E.
No.
Oh, Ceylon. That's, where is that?
It's actually Sri Lanka now.
And what was it?
It was Ceylon.
Oh.
It's an island on the southern tip of Africa. And supposedly it's Sri Lanka now, which is supposed to be a very beautiful place.
African tea.
It's African tea grown.
Can you give me African tea?
Give me a frickin' tea, would you?
Is tea cool?
I think it is. I mean.
I sure do.
Coffee's
good. On a whole, I don't know if people think it's cool.
I do think
toddlers will. Sorry.
Say that again.
Toddlers will.
Yeah. Oof. It hits me in the ear when you do that. I like
toddlers.
It. Toddlers. I think tea's always been cool. I think coffee is pedestrian. It's like the drink.
Coffee is people, in other words.
Coffee is every Joe Schmo drinks coffee kind of thing. Whereas tea, it's got a smaller percentage. It's like owning a Mac.
In a roundabout way, you're right about saying it's pedestrian because usually pedestrians have the right of way. And when you think of coffee versus tea, coffee would seem to have the right of way.
Yeah.
And tea's kind of on the back burner.
Holy moly.
So to speak.
Your mind works in weird ways.
Yeah. It's the medication talking.
To make that analogy. Holy moly. But you've heard of the expression, it's pedestrian. Pedestrian meaning it's... just the average,
yeah,
common
average Joe. It's, yeah, pedestrian. It's regular.
You're talking about people walking on the road or on the sidewalk, I should say. He has the right.
Wherever. They have the right of way. They can do whatever they want.
Sure.
Free man on the land.
You can walk all over my lawn. You have free run of the place.
Free lawn tea.
Just watch out for the turkey.
What turkey?
We have a wild turkey in our yard.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for an Austrian turkey myself.
An Austrian turkey?
Yeah.
You might have a hard time finding one of those around here.
Well, you have to listen to the Jeff and Lana show.
Oh, really?
We talk about Austrian turkeys. Well, I do.
Okay.
She's trying to figure it out.
That's the way a lot of things go on the
Turkey's
Jeff and
Lana cool.
Show. Turkey, like as in food?
Sure. Yeah, I don't know about turkeys themselves, if that's cool, but turkey's cool to eat. It's good for you.
It's good for you. I know. Cool. High protein. It is.
Yeah, I don't know about cool. You're right. Is your tea cool?
It's cooling down.
Things that are considered cool by some and not cool by others, and there are things that are probably considered cool by everybody, really.
Sure. And do we have a definition of cool? Right a there? Definition?
Because, I mean, I have it here from the dictionary, but it's so jumbled up altogether.
Cool is an aesthetic of attitude, behavior, comportment, appearance, style, and zeitgeist. Because of the varied and changing connotations of cool, as well as the subjective nature, the word has no one single meaning. Its association of composure and self-control.
I'm more confused now.
And is often used as an expression of admiration or approval. Hey, that's cool.
Hey, cool has no meaning. I got restrained and relaxed.
Sure. That's part of being cool.
Fashionably attractive or impressive.
That's cool.
So.
I think it has many
meanings. It does have many meanings and it can be used in many a context. Be cool. Okay. Cool it.
Cool it. Man, that's
there you go.
But
you
then,
gotta be cool. You gotta be calm.
When you're saying cool it, though, it's not what we're talking about today.
Cool
though.
Down. Oh, okay. Yeah. We're talking about being cool.
Yeah.
What would you do to be cool? How far would you go to be cool? Those kinds of things. Let's smoking. There's a prime example right there. Oh, I want to be cool. I got to smoke.
Sure.
I want people to think I'm cool.
Right.
Because I smoke. I have a cigarette hanging out of my fingers, you know, out the car window with a cigarette. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. When do you think that starts?
I can blow smoke rings. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when do we think
being early cool, on
being cool is the way to be? And I think it starts with adolescence trying to fit in, which every adolescent really is trying to do, fit in with other people around them.
Yeah, and young kids, and not so much with adults, although they see adults doing these things, but just a little bit older, the older brother, the teenagers, you know, teenagers are smoking. Teenagers drive, and teenagers got a little bit longer hair than me. You know what I mean? They're allowed to do a little more.
Right.
They're cooler. I want to be cool.
They are perceived as being cool. That's right.
I want to burp loud and big.
Well,
I want to poop large.
I want to poop large. Yeah, that's always cool.
But smoking is a big one.
Can you imagine hanging out with your buddies and then you go to the toilet when you're like 13? Hey, guys, come in here. Look at this.
I'm sure I've done that.
Oops. Your movie has dropped. That's the end of that. Okay.
Yeah. But smoking is a big one. Like, you know, a lot of people have started smoking because of peer pressure to be cool.
That's right. And I think that's been going on for like 50 years. However, I think within the last... within the last 7 or 8 years, not smoking, choosing not to smoke is cool.
Choosing not to smoke is cool. That's right.
Yeah. So you want to take a break?
Sure.
You've got it tuned in to WKBR, Windsor's Kicking Back Radio, WKBR.ca.
You're listening to Lippo and Big JD on the Jabbercast. Now broadcasting and streaming live Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock on WKBR Radio.
And here we are.
That was cool.
Yeah. Wasn't it though?
Sure. Can we just discuss the break thing? Now, I'm kind of curious what the purpose of the breaks are.
The purpose of the break is just to make us seem like it's... This is a cool show. We have a reason to break. No, actually, we get in some station IDs.
Yeah.
because we broadcast on a news station here, but we get in some station IDs, and also for these rebroadcasts on another station, requires...
I totally forgot about that.
I just timed segments, so...
Very good.
Anyways...
Back to cool.
Plus, we have some commercials on our show, the Jabbercast, and the other show I do, so...
Right, okay.
Other shows, whatever.
Good. Okay.
Which I'd like to make mention that I could use some commercials from your other shows. Would be neat, no?
To put on your shows, yeah.
Or something, for sure. Yeah. We got to figure that out. That would be cool.
Being cool.
How about drugs and alcohol? Where does that fit in with being cool?
That starts at the same time. Similar,
like the smoking thing, I think.
Yeah. Between the age of 14 and 20, even it goes beyond that. I think, like in college, you know, some kids don't actually come into themselves until they go into college. You know, they lead a relatively quiet, you know, good life up and through high school. But when they get to college, they just let loose.
Everybody's partying, and now I got a party. I want to be cool.
Yeah. And a lot of people move out of the house for the first time and living in a dorm, and they go on, you know, make their roommate happier, the guys they're hanging out with. You know, it's a new experience for them, so they try to do stuff to fit in then as well. So there's the drinking that goes in there, and try to drink as much as you can. I know I did. And what was the other thing?
But did you do it because you liked it, or did you do it because you wanted to be cool?
I think a lot of it had to do with trying to be cool, just to fit in. They're drinking like crazy. I'm going to drink too. Because I used to puke my head off.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Alcohol? I guess get too...
I mean, I have a couple of times overdrank for sure, but I never, you know, looking back on all that time, I never did anything to be cool. Never did or never wanted to be with any crowd or whatever, you know? Had buddies and we did whatever we did, but I never, and the nucleus of friends that I hung out with, I don't think that anybody really did anything to be cool. We were just who we were, kind of thing.
Now that in itself right there is cool.
Yeah, I think it was cool when I look back, you know. Yeah. I didn't try and going through life doing a lot of different things where I see other people doing it for different other reasons.
Doing what you're doing, you mean?
Yeah, certain things. And I think to myself, wow, they do that for this reason, but I don't. And I'm happy with that. That's because good. I'm not trying to do something that maybe I wouldn't normally do. You know what I mean?
Right.
We get into some more of that kind of stuff. But drugs and alcohol is a big one for a lot of kids.
Oh, drugs. That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, drugs too.
Yeah, for sure. That they want to fit in and try to be cool.
Yeah, never was peer pressure or anything like that to do drugs or get high. I just did it because I wanted to.
There's the experimental aspect of doing drugs.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Because even still now, like probably all my friends do. I can't think of really anybody that is a total abstainer.
Really?
Like I am. And I have a lot of the same friends. And new friends that do all, you know, and I haven't done anything like that for 1,000 years. And I'm even with some of them when they do. And they just, I don't do anything. And they all know, respect, and think it's cool. And in most cases wish, like, oh man, I wish I didn't get high anymore. Or I wish I wasn't doing that. Or I wish I didn't drink anymore. Or they're sick the next day. And oh, sure. I wish I wasn't doing that. And I'm like, let's go for a jog. You know, whatever, but... You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very cool. And for you to do your own thing, I think that's where a lot of the coolness comes from in a lot of people. Just doing your own thing. A lot of people respect that. But then there's the people who don't actually respect it, but they say, he's cool, and I wish I could be like that. And then they start putting you down.
Yeah.
And they start getting on your case and, you know.
There's got to be some of them around, I guess. Can't really think of any offhand, but...
Or you're cool... But I'm cooler in my own way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my cooler is cooler than your cool, so scram.
There's a lot of that, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Especially in younger.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about 40-year-old men.
No. Or so.
Hey.
What about driving without a license, things like that, maybe taking your parents' car out because it's cool, you know what I mean? Some peer pressure, perhaps, even that.
Sure.
You know?
I didn't take my parents' car because I wanted to be cool. I just had to get to my girlfriend's house.
There you go.
Like 10 miles away, and I wasn't going to.
And that's another thing, impressing girls. You got to talk about that thing, too, in the realm of cool.
That's for sure. The girl who I drove there, she wasn't very impressed with the fact that I took a car. I don't even know if I told her.
And you didn't have the license or anything?
I didn't have my license. I was 14 years old. Took my dad's. He had a tradesman Dodge van.
Sweet.
We built fireplaces.
Hmm.
And as he phased out to retire, we built fireplaces. And I would take that, just an empty, you know, shell of a work van, drive it down to St. Joachim.
I never took my dad's car before I had a license. I don't think I ever took the car without, like, asking or having permission anyway, but I never did that.
Well, you're not very cool.
But he took me out driving since I was about 12.
Oh, there you go.
So by the time it was time for me to go to the CAA or get my driving thing or anything, I was like, driving with one hand, really cool, you know, arm out the window, cigarette. No, I never smoked, but yeah, I was like driving pretty smooth by the time I was
ready to drive.
15, 16. Yeah.
That's cool.
Cool.
So did he just let you drive? Here, hop in the driver's seat.
He would take me, even when I was a little kid, he'd have me steering, you know what I mean? Everywhere.
In between his legs or? Like, were you sitting in front of him, or were you sitting next to him?
No, I'd be sitting next to him, and I'd just use the steering wheel, you know. But then 12, 13 years old, he'd take me out driving in parking lots and new areas where there was nothing really going on, and I'd actually drive, get behind the wheel and drive, and it was standard shift, so he taught me all that and everything. So that's what I was doing really early on.
That is cool. See, you had a cool dad.
Yeah, he was cool for sure. Very cool.
Now, that's a good point to bring up is, cool parents.
Yeah. I didn't have that in my show notes.
I know a lot of my kids think that Kim is cool.
A lot of your kids think that Kim is cool?
A lot of kids that hang out with my kids.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. They think that she's cool compared to, you know, their parents.
Yeah, do kids look at their friends' moms and always think that they're cooler no matter what? Or do they know when another mom's cool or not cool, I guess?
I think they know.
Yeah.
Because I used to hang out with a couple buddies and...
You knew whose parents were cool and whose really were not.
Right. They're very strict and religious and prim and proper, you know, and cut the crust off junior bread and whatever, you know. But yet there was the cool ones that, I don't know, I guess they were, I don't know what made them cooler. It seems like you could just
relate. More easygoing.
You could relate to them more as a, you know, a teenager to a parent kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because they were younger or what it was, but the way you could relate to an older person, and they relate to you differently than they relate to their own kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of felt like you had something over your buddy's mom than he did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. There's some kind of dynamic going on there as far as parents being cool.
Yeah.
My parents weren't cool.
No.
No.
Did any of your friends ever say, your parents are pretty cool?
No. No.
Mine always did. I had cool parents.
Oh, that's good.
Didn't get along with my mom so good when I was younger, but I think she was still cool. You know what I mean? She's still cool about things, but she was, I don't know. She did get on my case a lot, but I don't know. I don't know. I still thought she was pretty cool. Or I don't know. Well, my dad was definitely cool.
Obviously. Letting his kid drive.
I'd still be living at home.
Hanging out with your dad.
I could. Yeah.
Wasn't there a show about that or something?
That we had?
No, like a TV show or a movie or something that was like a guy living with his dad and they hung out and did stuff together.
I'm not sure.
What's that?
What about the one with the guy from Delivered Papers, lived at home, Chris, and he was the guy from David Letterman. You remember that guy? Chris Elliott. And he had a show?
Yes.
Something the life of Chris or something. He had a paper route.
Yeah.
But there was another show that was like that where a kid lived at home forever. It sounds familiar. I think there's a lot of things he lived with.
His dad, but his dad was divorced.
Courtship of Eddie's father. Is that it?
No.
Oh.
This is like a guy, an older adult guy living with his dad who had divorced his mom.
Hmm.
So it was just him and his dad living together, which I know a guy like that, but his dad ain't cool either. Anyway, we're going nowhere with that one.
We're going to break.
Are
That's
we?
Where we're going.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast right here on WKBR.ca. And as well, you can listen to Big JD's Rear Rock and Heavy Metal Show right here on WKBR Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. sharp. WKBR.ca.
So what about in trying to be cool, music and the band thing, like liking certain music or telling people that you do or you dig something that you really don't just because they like it? You know, almost like the chameleon effect some sure. people have.
Yep.
You know, like when in Rome, they always have to be like that.
Yeah, I think radio nowadays kind of, if you're into the radio, the music that's on the radio, you fall into that. Whatever you want, the chameleon effect or whatever you want to call it.
I suppose, unless you really like it.
Yeah.
I think, you know what I mean? Yeah, like some people like, you know, if that's where they get their music from is the radio. So they hear stuff on the radio and yeah, that's cool. This song I don't care for, this one I like or whatever, but you tend to fall into the top, you know, 40 thing or whatever it is.
Yeah. And a lot of people fall into that.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if that's the chameleon thing, like I like it because everybody likes it, but that's where they get the music from. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're not people that listen to more obscure things, or they don't have friends that listen to other things that they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they don't go to a record store and just see what's available. You know what I mean? So I don't think, I can't say that they all.
Right.
If it's, I guess it tends to be if somebody says they like something and you say, oh, I like that too. I like that group. You know what I mean? Or, and then they say, oh yeah, do you have any of their music? Oh, well, no. You know, like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I'm just saying when you say, you know, oh, I like that when you don't or something, or trying to be cool, you know what I mean?
Trying to be cool, accepted again.
Accepted, yeah.
It's all about being accepted.
That's right.
Please like me because I like the same music as you.
Mm-hmm. I think cool and acceptance are kind of I don't want to say they go hand in hand, but there's a lot of interaction there.
Sure.
That's not always, you know, the best thing.
No. When I first started making my notes for the show, I the very first thing I put is, does popularity equal being cool? Then there's, you know, you say that the acceptance and cool is tied together, but what about popularity and being cool?
Yeah, I think that goes hand in hand, but at the same time, I don't think that a person should look from the standpoint that if people like me, I'm going to be cool if I do this so that people like me, or, you know, I need to get popular so that everybody thinks I'm cool, or, you know what I mean? It's not always a good reason that they go together, but I think that's, you know, being popular, you're going to be cool. If you're cool, you're going to be popular.
Until then there's the opposite effect as well. There's, you know, when you went to school, there was the kids that were really popular for whatever reason, you know, they were just likable or they did good or whatever. Those people weren't cool. You can be popular and not be cool. Be the opposite of cool. Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it depends on what you're popular for, I guess.
Just because you were the popular chick or the popular guy, everybody just liked hanging out with you because everybody liked hanging out.
Well, then you would be cool, wouldn't you?
That's what I'm asking. Like, you know, I'm sure there was kids who hung out with you as a popular person who thought you were cool, but then there was other kids who didn't think you were cool because you were popular.
Oh, yeah. Like, they kind of sneered at you because... Maybe because they wanted to be cool and weren't. But it wouldn't be anybody that hung around you that liked you for your popularity that would not think you were cool.
Right. But then I'm thinking of the guys that weren't popular who just shunned you because you were popular.
Oh, I'm sure.
Those were the cool guys, I thought.
Sure.
He's not going down the mainstream. He's doing his own thing.
If you're cool just because, I think that's cool. If you got to do something to try and be cool, or it's just not really you.
Right.
And you're, you know... doing something to try and be cool, I think it's a little bit different than actually being cool. And cool can mean a lot of things, though. It doesn't just mean that you have to be, you know, the popular or the most or the best or the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People can like, especially as you get older, I guess, people can just think you're cool because, you know what I mean? No, he just does his own thing and he's into this and, you know, he's pretty cool. He doesn't try and impress, you know? He doesn't try and do this or try and do that. He's just whoever he is, digs cool stuff, whatever. And another thing on the music spectrum of things is the band thing and why people get involved with bands and play music. And that's one thing that I always looked at as something different for me, because I never got in it for the chicks. You know, I never got in it to be cool. I just dug music and I could sit by myself and play for hours and hours and hours because I dug it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it wasn't about anything else for me.
But the chicks did come.
But the chicks did come, yeah. But I think that's just a part of that whole scenario of being in a band or whatever. But I mean, my reasons for being in a band and playing music was a personal thing with music for me anyways. Everybody's got different reasons, I guess. Maybe some like it, you know, just to travel and to do stuff or to, you know, whatever. But or for the money, if they're making good money. I mean, who knows what? Or for the... Sometimes it's just a cool thing to do. You know, I don't have to work for a living. I do this.
Yeah. There's not many people who can do that.
No, not necessarily, but everybody's got different reasons, I guess. But
yeah, that would be a great job, though.
Well, sure it would be.
Professional musician.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
It's a beautiful thing.
That'd be cool.
See, now something like that would be cool. You say it would be cool because it would be what? Fun or something, you know? It'd be cool. It'd be a...
It would be like...
Smooth. What would it be?
It would make my life more fun and complete.
Fun, complete, and we would think something like that would make it more kind of maybe free up your time, sort of not having to conform to the regular working stiff.
I'm thinking even of musicians who... A lot of musicians teach for, you know, when they're not gigging or
right, yeah.
recording music. And I'm thinking that even that's cool. You're going to job.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You're going to your job and you're teaching other people how to
you're
play.
You're doing something that's fun. So that puts a whole new perspective on, whew. You know, life and making money and your and a career.
Or, I wasn't talking about being like a popular, you're making royalties and that's all you're doing is making your own music. That would be uber
that's
cool.
The ultimate, yeah.
That'd be like,
whew. Sure.
Or I'm just talking about being able to be a musician and do nothing but work with music.
I did that for a long time.
Oh, I see. That's why you're so content with yourself now. Because there are a lot of guys out there, like you say, who just didn't...
No, they just still do the same thing that we were doing at the time.
Right. I think after a while, it'd be hard for them to do anything else.
Yeah. They've been into that for so long that they don't really understand the regular scheme of things, you know, that the way it's, quotes there, supposed to be, which is the way I live now, kind of, I guess. Yeah. My mindset's elsewhere, but I live in this regular
guy.
You know, yeah. You got a job and you work and you do this and you provide and you get married and almost have kids. And
almost have kids. But you'd go through the motions as if you were making kids.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But you know what I mean? It's that supposed normal society's take on how things are. You live and you work and you provide and you... have kids and a family and you go on vacations and you do, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's part of a...
But like you say, a lot of guys that have been doing the music thing for a long, long time, like even when I was doing it, I didn't live that other way, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, obviously.
You live a different way.
Yeah, totally different.
How about rebelling?
All right.
Cool to rebel. Rebel against the law. Rebel against your parents.
Your co-host partner. I'm out of here. See you later.
Yeah. I like the sound effects there. Is that a door and everything or something or what? He doesn't know.
I'm not here.
No, he's not here.
rebelling. Is that cool? Well, of course.
Well, you do it to be cool, I think. Partially. I'm cool. I know everything. I don't have to listen to you.
That's right. Who I'm thinking of, James Dean. He kind of had that mm-hmm. rebellious air about him, and people thought he was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And
for that reason.
Yeah.
Because he's rebelling. Standing up, being cool.
But the thing is, what are you rebelling against? I think that's very key into
that. Your that cool. That puts the in different people's eyes whether you're cool or not. I think is what you're rebelling against. Mm. But if it's usually in your small, you know, maybe your clique or something.
Clique, yeah.
And that it'll make you cool, whatever it is. You know, I'm telling my parents, you know, F you, I do whatever I want, you know, when your buddy's there and that makes you cool, you know what I mean? Whereas some other kids may think that, you know, why would you do that to your parents? You know what I mean? Like
positively, yeah.
But, I think so.
Telling your parents to F you is probably not a good idea in most situations.
No, I wouldn't think so. I never did that.
They deserve some respect. Anybody who changes your diaper, they deserve some respect.
I never swore at home. No, I never swore in front of my parents my whole life, probably, except maybe a couple times by accident. Ever.
Did they swear in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's good that they swore and you didn't swear back.
Yeah, no, I never swore. Never swore at them, never swore for any reason. Unless, like I said, it's something slipped out and they kind of laughed because I never did. And even like when I'm 40 years old and they kind of laughed because I said something or I didn't even realize that I said it. You know what I mean? But it never happened very often.
Right. But did you swear outside of your parents?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Hell. That's such a bad
That's
word.
That's a bad word. H-E double toothpicks.
Yeah.
Caca. Poo-poo.
Because my kids are the same way. My wife tends to let out the occasional F-bomb or whatever. But my kids don't do that around the house. But when when they're outside of the house, I'm just within earshot, I'll hear the occasional F.
And it's like, between them, like? Talking or something?
Yeah, or with their buddies, whatever. Oh, okay. You know? Yeah. Like when they're on the trampoline out there and I'm in here. And,
oh, okay, yeah.
And they think we can't hear them. And when they do swear, it's like, oof. Oh, it's just kind of like my kid is swearing because I never hear them swear. Mm-hmm. And I know they get that from their mom. Whereas I don't swear in front of my kids.
No.
I don't swear in the house, no. I don't know what that is, but just don't do it. Unless I'm mad. If they hear me swearing, they know, oh, dad's mad.
It's,
that's cool.
That is cool,
As it goes by, I can see the look in your like, I wish I was on my bike today.
I can't ride.
That's not cool.
No, that's not cool. My shoulder is not cool.
How long has it been now?
Since February. Been off longer than that, but it's February was surgery time. Yeah. It's been a while. It's going to be a while yet.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get back into the gym within the next couple few weeks, though.
Couple few?
Yeah. Is it time for another break yet? Or
yes,
it is. How does that work?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
How does it work? I'm not sure how it works, but let's take a break.
Hey, I'm Big JD.
And I'm Lippo, and you're listening to The Jabbercast.
With Big JD.
And Lippo.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, wkbr.ca.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo. Sunday mornings, 11 a.m.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
That's right, BigJD.com.
Your source for many a podcast and cool shows.
And cool merchandise.
Cool merchandise too, yeah.
Lana digs her Jeff and Lana mug.
Big JD swag.
Swag. Is that another name for merchandise and stuff or something?
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool swag.
Yeah. You're proud of your thing, whatever you're wearing, you know, if it was a chain or if it's a coffee mug or a
That's swag, man.
T-shirt or whatever.
It's Remember swag. Swag lamps?
Swag lamps, yeah. Yeah.
Swag lamps and shag carpet.
Shag and swag.
Did you swear at home? Like around your parents or anything?
Are you kidding?
No.
No. No. My parents weren't cool.
Did you just get strapped and beat and hit and stuff? I used to. Big time.
My older brother, Dave, he got beat, like the snot beat out of him with everything. It's hockey sticks and fishing poles and everything. And then he ended up getting kicked out of the house, whatever. And then my dad kind of took a little softer tone with my older brother right next to me. And he got beat, but not as much. By the time it got to me, and I was the best kid as far as going, like I went through all the way through high school, which was my other brothers didn't even make it past grade 10. So I think that he thought that, well, maybe a softer hand is the way to go. And at least this one's going.
Not too soft. I hope. No. Because that's not cool.
Don't touch me there, Dad.
my stepfather touches me.
Is that from a movie or something?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
I'm just thinking about my childhood.
Okay. So that was my dad was into getting or giving beatings, I should say.
Your sister got it the worst.
No.
Beat the hell out of her all
No.
Time.
No. No. She never got hit, as far as I know.
I used to get hit all the time, man. Big time. Especially at report card time. I used to get whacked with a belt.
Oh.
I got strapped. I got beat.
Report card.
My mother used to slap the heck out of me all the time. Loved it, though.
You didn't love it.
Yeah.
You didn't want your parents
hitting. Puts hair on your chest.
You didn't want your parents hitting you.
Well, no. But I got smacked a lot.
So you get bad marks and they'd hit you?
Yeah.
That is kind of like, wow.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. With a belt, too. I used to get beat sometimes.
I
deserved it a lot.
I'm just wondering how that entices you to get better marks as you're doing writing your test. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, but all mine was fooling around. It didn't really have anything to do. It's always my report card said I don't apply myself. I fool around. I'm the class clown. He doesn't apply, you know, the whole thing. And that's what they try to stop. It wasn't because I was dumb or I got bad marks or anything like that. It was the whole thing about acting up.
I see.
You know what I mean?
I told you I don't want to see this on your report card again. I can just see it.
More like
knuckles on cheekbones. Ouch.
So yeah, that's that wasn't cool.
That was not cool.
Looking back, that wasn't cool. How about stealing?
When I should have been buying.
But yeah, some kids stole because it would be cool. My friends are going to think I'm cool, or they're making me. Oh, why? You get go in there and steal some stuff for us, man. So you go steal.
I did steal.
And I never did it with friends or anything. I just did it because of my own. Wanted some candy.
You wanted something, yeah.
Yeah. Wanted something, didn't have any money.
Yep. That was pretty much the same way. However, I have to admit, we took it to another level when I hung out with a different group of guys.
Yeah, you stole cars.
No, we did B&E's.
But you stole a car before too, didn't you?
Yeah. One time I didn't do the stealing, but yeah, I was with someone who stole a car. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the same guys were doing the B&E's. Same dudes, yeah. And I did that to be cool. I knew at the time I was doing it, this is wrong. What am I doing? I'm going to put myself in it. I drank a lot is what I did. I got to get rid of this feeling. I got to drink and take all kinds of wacky drugs and stuff. And I think what you're thinking of is we also stole a snowmobile as well.
Ooh.
We got caught. That was the worst time.
I don't think I heard that. Yeah. You got caught too.
Yeah. This guy, the snowmobile club of Bell River, stops at a bar, and this guy, one of my buddies, is on his way to where we were at on the lake, and he takes one of their snowmobiles. Do you think the rest of them are not going to say, let's go get this?
Yeah.
It's like a posse was after this guy, and he ends up going to where we were at, and the next thing I knew, I was laying down on Main Street, looked up, and there was a cop car right there, and they're just throwing me into the cop car, and there was the guy in the back seat already who had stole the snowmobile. Supposedly, I was on the back of the snowmobile with him. I don't know how I got on the ground on Main Street right at the light.
He was down on Main Street.
On the Main Street, yeah, it was. So I did that to be cool, for sure. There was no other reason. And he was older.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. To be cool, to impress older people, you had touched on that earlier. You think that people who are older know more than you, and you want to know what they know and to get around them, to be able to hang out with them and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do what you think they will like you to see, like, you know, what they want you to do.
What you do, whatever it takes for them to like you.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And then they like you for the wrong reasons. And then where are you really?
Yeah, but the thing is, for the older guys, they saw you for what you were, you know. Hmm. He's trying to make an impression on me, trying to be cool, whatever, and they just look at you as something less than you probably to begin with. So,
what about the guys that make up the computer viruses and everything? Kind of try to be cool and hack their ways into everything. Computers, viruses, make the viruses that screw everybody's computers up.
What's that got to do with being cool?
That's uncool. That's not a cool thing. Yet they do it, and probably they're with their buddies to be cool.
So that's geek cool.
I think. Yeah, something like that.
I think a lot of these smart dudes are trying to impress people as well. Mm-hmm. Hey, look what I can do to everybody.
Yeah. Tell everybody that, I hacked my way into whatever and screwed so many computers up.
Yeah. They're trying to make an impression.
some people will say, wow, that's cool, man. And others will think, why would you do that? My computer's down, crashed, and I got to bring it in now to get it. All the virus is taken out of it. And that's uncool.
Yes.
In my book.
But there's a lot of geek things that you can do that will impress other geek people. You don't have to write viruses or whatever.
Well, yeah.
Be constructive. Be, you know, do something that...
Yeah, it's funny. It can go either way, though. You can do things that really are cool, that impress people, and they dig you for it. Or you can do things that are really bad, and that certain group will like you because that's cool. Oh, yeah, you keyed people's 20 cars last night, and that's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool. I want to hang out with him.
I suppose cool as a box of matches.
That's as cool as somebody smashing your window and stealing your iPod Shuffle. How about dress, fashion, jewelry, that kind of stuff? You know, I wear this because I wear this shirt because of whatever, or I wear that, you know, headband, try and be cool, or something, you know what I mean? Jewelry.
Sure.
Fashion, I wear Hollister shirts because, you know, it's a name or something, or
sure.
Whatever it is.
You wear something to try to impress other people again.
Then again, there's people that wear it because they like it. They like a name brand because they think it's better quality, or, you know, those kinds of things too.
Sure. But people do buy like names of stuff just
to be cool.
To be cool. I know my son Jonas is kind of like a fashion kind of guy that way. I got to buy a name of some kind.
Or all the kids at school are going to think I'm, you know, whatever. If I have Cherokee brand from Zellers, I need Hollister, man. I got to have Abercrombie and Fitch.
Right. Abercrombie.
Me, I find that doesn't really matter what it is. If it's if I think it looks cool, or I like, you know, the way that I feel how that it looks cool, you know,
right.
That's what I like.
I think a person of your age at this point in life, you understand what you want in.
Yeah, I think I'm too old to try and impress anybody anymore anyways.
It's a refined sense.
Money?
What about money?
You flash around money, buy people stuff, you know, that kind of thing. Try and impress chicks with money to try and be cool, you know.
Yeah, I never did that myself. I didn't know anybody who did.
No, I didn't do that either, but there are people that do that.
Sure. And the one other thing was the glasses. You had brought your glasses in. I wanted to mention sunglasses.
Yeah.
Is a, you know.
Sign of coolness.
Sign of coolness. But up until, like, you know, just before the 50s, it was like thought of as something that blind people wore.
Yeah.
You have sunglasses on inside because you're blind, but no.
Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. And both of those guys.
Roy Orbison.
No, I was going to say those two.
He wasn't blind, was he?
No, but okay. He took full advantage of the coolness of wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
For sure.
He was like one of the only ones that really did that, I think, that stands out, that he always had the glasses on.
Yep. That was one of his
things. Elvis was a big glasses guy. Sunglasses. Big sunglasses.
Oh, Elvis. He had, the gaudy ones, yeah.
Yeah.
But you mentioned Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
They're back in.
How cool are those guys?
Very cool.
I would have to think so.
Yeah.
They did things their own way. You're doing this. Are we still recording?
Yeah. Okay. You weren't supposed to say I was doing that.
Okay.
It's just a thing for you. Like, okay. Oh, sorry. But that was more of a break thing, like time. Like, we're almost out and we got a quote to do and everything. So
let's
go for a break and then we'll come back with the jabber quote.
Don't miss Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on WKBR. WKBR.ca.
Well, now you know where to find Big JD and Lippo. Saturday and Sunday mornings, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, WKBR.ca. And Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Big JD and Lippo with the Jabbercast. 11 a.m. Sundays right here on WKBR.ca.
How long do you think cool has been around?
Cool, I think, has been around for a long, long time.
That's for sure. But
I think trying to impress and trying to have that somebody look at you as like a popularity thing, I think it's been around forever, whether they understood it as, you know, cool, the word cool, or trying to be cool. I think cool actually came probably, I would say cool sounds like a 50s thing. You know what I mean? The word cool, like, hey, cool, you know?
Right. There is some kind of explanation to where do you think of jazz as being cool?
I do.
Someone like Miles Davis, you think, well, he's cool.
Yeah. Like, that cat's cool.
The cat's and, cool, like, yeah. That was the whole
kind of talk.
Yeah, that whole cool thing came around.
Hep.
Yeah. They say that in the juke joints where they played jazz down south, it would get so smoky and hot that they'd open the doors.
Open my door, baby.
And let the cool air come in. And that's the kind of vibe they tried to connotate with cool jazz. There was cool jazz. There was, before cool jazz, there was just, you know, straight jazz.
And now there's smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz, fusion jazz, straight rock jazz.
Hetero jazz.
Hetero jazz.
What's the other one? Homo jazz.
Gay jazz.
Gay jazz.
I don't know. Is it really hetero jazz?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you said straight jazz. I said, you know,
I get
hetero
it,
and gay jazz.
Okay. No, that's not what I was talking about. Straight as it, I meant music-wise.
Yeah. And they get the progressive jazz and all kinds of different types of jazz.
Right.
But there was the cool.
Yeah. And even if you didn't like jazz, I think that people thought of people who play jazz as cool. They're like, they're in some other realm.
Yeah, it was smooth, cool. It was kind of calm music, yet upbeat and just, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he didn't even understand like the way they used to talk. Like the jazz guys, who used to have their own like lingo.
Yeah, it was like a smooth, cool way of talking.
Yeah, man.
You the Hepcats. Yeah. Yeah, what do you call the ones with the white socks and the shoes? There's a name for some of the, it starts with a B, I think.
You're talking about Beatniks.
Beatniks. Yeah, wasn't that some kind of cool, they were supposed to be cool?
Sure.
The Beatniks.
Yeah. And then after that, in the 50s, that whole jazz thing, but then there was the hippies and the Beatniks. That's what you're talking about.
Okay, like, yeah.
And that, you know, those were the guys who like played bongos and strummed guitars, and then there was those guys who were thought of as cool, but more bohemian, like, you know, more down to earth, and but it was cool
because
you're all nature, you're all hung up on money, man, and you
just get yourself a flower, put it in your hair,
drop out, tune
and
in.
Take your clothes off, and we'll just run through the park.
Free sex was a big part of that.
That's right. Yeah. Whatever happened to that? When's that going to come back around? Everything else has. Hey!
Do you want that to come back
around?
Yeah. I'm just wondering what your motivation is. I'm
getting tired of paying for it everywhere.
He's the money guy.
It's time for the jabber quotes. Lips sink ships. It's time for the jabber quote, all right.
Jabber.
A little bit of fun here in the Jabbercast Studio West. And of course.
Go ahead.
I was kept thinking you wanted to get something in there.
Nope.
You can visit our website at www.thejabbercast.com, or you can email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com, or go to the contact page at jabbercast.com and leave us an audio message from the My Chingo recorder.
Cool stuff indeed. Get it? Cool?
Yeah.
It's cool!
Cool site.
The site is cool, but My Chingo thing is uber cool.
I think Big JD and Lippo is cool, myself.
I just think Big JD is cool.
I just like the way it sounds.
It flows.
Whether we're cool or not.
It flows.
That sounds cool.
Sure.
Everybody dig it.
Man.
Yeah. Dudes. Okay. So what do you got for us? And who's it brought to us by?
This week's Jabber Quote brought to you by Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used sunglasses.
Ooh.
At the corner of Strabane and Wabash in beautiful downtown Burbank, California.
They carry Beatnik, Elvis, and Orbison.
Yes.
Signature series.
I was looking for some Iserman sunglasses, but I just couldn't find any.
For what?
Iserman.
Oh, I thought you said Spy versus Spy. They had glasses on.
They had glasses on.
That's right. Yeah. Spy versus Spy. Spy sunglasses. Ooh, X-ray glasses.
No, those
are for the beach.
Did you ever think those existed?
In the back of comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had them before, those X-ray glasses, and they did make it something look like funny when you looked at them. I don't know if it was really X-ray or not, but it gave you that look, like the bone through the...
It was X-ray or not. Yeah. Probably not.
No.
What's
the quote?
The quote, this is a quote that you've probably heard before. It's a fool who plays it cool by making this world a little colder. It's a fool who plays it cool.
A little colder. Hey, Jews.
Hey, Jews. Hey, Jews.
I can say that.
Yes, you can, because?
Because I'm German.
Jeff Oppenheimer.
There you go.
Hi. I just like that because let's just tear that apart just for a second.
Let's just rip it apart at the seams and we won't put it back together.
Because there is a lot in that quote.
Give us the first part.
It's a fool who plays it cool.
Okay, why would you be a fool playing it cool? And that's exactly what we talked about. Trying to be cool for the wrong reasons, maybe.
Play it cool, I think, right. is the key there.
And what's the rest?
By making this world a little colder.
Oh, okay.
So you're playing it cool. And by doing that, you're making the world colder. And the whole cool temperature, cold thing is, you know, the world is colder, which means we don't treat each other, you know, on a human-to-human basis.
Yeah, maybe trying to be too cool when you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And not necessarily about somebody trying to like you or anything, but to me seems more like along the lines of trying to play it too cool when you should show some kind of compassion or be more open or, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And you're making the world more colder by not being like that.
Exactly.
Playing it too cool, passing off your emotions. Listen to the Man Show, folks. Last week.
Man Show. That's right. That was
there
good.
You go.
That was a good show. Mm-hmm. And of course, the guy who penned this quote is
Mark Twain. No?
Paul McCartney.
Woohoo.
In the song Hey Jude.
Oh, the one I sang.
Yes.
Is that a line from it?
Yes. That is the line from
it. Okay. Yeah.
It's a fool who plays it cool by making this world. Fool
plays it cool by making this world. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, okay. You got it.
A little colder.
So there's a lot of... And that one line right there, just don't be cool to be cool. Be cool. Just be yourself. And if it happens to be cool, that's great. Because we want you to be yourself kind of thing.
That's a pretty good quote, actually.
It is.
From a smart man, I'd say.
And there was another quote, but it's not...
Yeah, we don't have time for that quote, do we? No,
just, it's real fast. Being cool is not trying to be cool.
I think, ooh, I like that.
Yeah, but there's no...
Then I'm definitely cool.
That's right. If you're not trying to be cool, that's cool.
Actually, I'm a little chilly. Yeah, the window's open here in the studio and all. Hey, you're chilly, man.
Chill out. That's another cool...
Ooh, chill out. Yeah,
that's another...
Dude, be cool.
Yeah. Chilling. I'm just chilling.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
With some chitlins.
That's all part of being cool.
Well, that's pretty cool. That was a good show. And what do we got for the fine folks next week on the Jabbercast? Of course.
Of course what?
Of course, we broadcast live and our shows are rebroadcast later elsewhere and all that jazz. So what do we got next week?
All that jazz. Talk about jazz.
Yeah, that's cool.
Turnoffs. We're talking about turnoffs next week on the show that we're going to be broadcasting on September 9th.
Uncool people.
Yeah, we take a look at the things that turn us off.
People that try and be too cool.
And the things that probably turn most people off. From the stinky guy in the gym to women who just yap way too much. Smoking, crazy laugh, sneezing, and coughing. Bad breath. Obnoxious people who won't get their digital camera out of your face.
Ooh, that's me.
So you have turned a few people off, have you, JD?
I'm sure I have. We're going to be turning off right now.
All right. That was an interesting show. It was cool.
So we'll see everybody next week on the Jabbercast.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.